Welcome to the morning ritual. Meditations and conversations to set the tone for your day. I'm your host, Lily Balch. Today's practice is all about realigning, recalibrating, coming back to a sense of balance in your life. Right? It's way too easy to get caught up in the busyness and fall off balance a bit, kind of lose track of our priorities. I've been there before. Demands with work might be super high, and you might be finding work-life balance tricky right now. Maybe stuff at home or in your close relationships are taking up a lot of your time and attention. And this is just a reminder that we have so many facets of our being. We have many roles that we play, many responsibilities, and it's important that we bring our attention to and balance those different roles and those different identities. And it takes a sort of stepping back and looking at the large picture and making a conscious effort to recalibrate. So that's what we're going to do today. And I really do believe that it's the tiniest shifts that can make the biggest difference. So you can think of a ship in the ocean. And if you were to just turn the ship just a couple degrees in one direction, you're going to end up in a totally different place. So I really feel like it's the tiny practices, the tiny shifts, the tiny moments of checking in regularly that make a big difference in the long run. So today we'll think about, where have we been putting a lot of our attention and energy lately? How have we been spending our time? What direction do we want to be going into? And what changes do we need to make? Or maybe you're actually doing all the right things and this is an opportunity just to keep moving in that direction, right? That's good information as well. So yeah, you can think of this as a check-in, a little recalibration, and more of a reflective practice than anything. But with that being said, we'll settle the body, so find a comfortable position, lying down, seated, somewhere you can relax and close the eyes and take a little break from the day. And if for the next few minutes you could just place your responsibilities off to the side, imagine you could do that. Do not disturb on the phone, try to silence, clear distractions if possible, and you can close down the eyes. Let's begin by grounding down. So feel, literally feel the support of the earth beneath you. And give the weight of your body into that support. Nice, deep in your breath. And on your exhale, release tension from the physical body. And for the next few rounds of breath, I invite you to lengthen, very intentionally lengthen your exhales. You may enjoy a sigh or a big exhale out the mouth. Really nice. Yeah, taking a moment just to reflect. And I want you to think about all the roles and responsibilities that you're currently juggling, currently managing. Consider work responsibilities, family roles, relationships, your own health, your own personal growth. And as you bring to mind these different areas of your life, these different roles that you play, consider how much time and energy you devote to each one. So work, health, relationships, hobbies. Where are you spending a lot of your time and energy these days? And are there roles that are kind of dominating your life? Are there areas that you'd like to nurture more? And with this awareness in mind, I'm going to pose a few questions and just let thoughts arise. Don't judge the thoughts, just see what comes up. How would you like to prioritize your time and energy? What would you like to spend more time and energy doing? What are you willing to sacrifice? Why is it important to prioritize your life in this way? So maybe work has taken up a lot of your life and you need to prioritize more rest, drawing stronger boundaries, possibly there are relationships in your life that you'd like to foster, hobbies you'd like to return to. What are you willing to sacrifice? And why is this important? So by doing this, you connect to what you value, where you've been spending your time, and now you can focus on the little changes you can make to bring more balance into your life. So maybe there's one or two little shifts, changes that you can make, and picture yourself actually taking these steps, making these shifts. You might even sense a lightness or a fuller breath as you feel the recalibration, the realignment, maybe a little excitement for the shift in priorities as you picture yourself making these changes. And what we need changes day to day to day. You could do this check-in every morning and get a different answer. But like that ship analogy I spoke of earlier, it's that the daily little shifts that take us where we want to go. And the last little part of the practice is about accepting where you're at. So there will be times in our life when one role becomes more dominant than the others. It must. This is a natural part of life. So I invite you to embrace that concept of fluidity and understand that we're going to shift. Roles will become more important depending on where we're at. So just embrace that acceptance of where you're at right now, while also acknowledging that it's up to you to decide how you spend your time. So let's just deepen the breath, take a deeper breath in, and a fuller breath out, knowing that you have the power to change and recalibrate, realign, rebalance in any moment. And it's small, little, mindful shifts that make the big difference. So you don't have to be overwhelmed by the big picture. Just one little baby step at a time in the direction that you want to go in. Okay, so I hope that this helps you. And I created a journal prompt. It's a guided audio journal exercise as well as a PDF prompt. And it's available on the Morning Ritual Substack. Now, this exercise is only available for paid subscribers, but if you are listening to this episode, you'll see a little 30-day free trial in the show notes below. So you can take advantage of the 30-day free trial and try out the journaling prompt. It's called the Priorities Pond, and it's one of my favorite exercises to refocus and rebalance. So definitely check it out. You'll find the link in the show notes below. And yeah, I'm kind of in love with Substack. It gives us an opportunity to connect through a private chat, through notes, through comments. So it really is such a fun community builder. So I would love to see you there. Alrighty, let's end the way we always do with a full breath in, a complete breath out, and have a lovely day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.